From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The state reduced restrictions on San Mateo and Marin counties this week, but not on San Francisco, despite similar COVID-19 numbers. KALW's Vivian Bosu-Skinner tells us why not.
The fate of local businesses comes down to California's tier system. The purple tier means lots of businesses are closed, and red is less restrictive. Most of the state has been purple since mid-November. Here's how it works. Counties can move from the purple to the red tier if their coronavirus caseloads steadily drop and they meet other requirements. Although San Francisco continues to report lower new case rates and positive tests than any other county in the Bay Area, it remains in the purple tier. This has to do with something called the health equity metric. That's a state calculation showing the impact of COVID-19 on neighborhoods with disproportionate inequities. These neighborhoods house many essential workers and often overlap with communities of color. To move into the state's less restrictive tier, San Francisco would have to have a test positivity rate under 5% for 2 consecutive weeks. While most of the county is well below that, areas including the Tenderloin and Portola neighborhoods are above the threshold. And overall, San Francisco's health equity positivity rate jumped to 5.4% last week. This puts the county's numbers just shy of the requirement, so we'll have to wait a little longer to open up a little more. In Berkeley, I'm Vivian Bosu-Skinner, KALW News.
Governor Gavin Newsom is insisting that classrooms will reopen very, very shortly. Newsom has for weeks worked with lawmakers on a deal to reopen schools and salvage what's left of this academic year. The governor dodged most questions on school reopening at a news conference yesterday, instead saying a deal is being negotiated and he hopes it'll be announced soon. But his forecast was called into question by LA teachers, who say they won't bow to political pressure in their demands for access to vaccinations before reopening. In San Francisco, vaccines became available to teachers today. Newsom declined to say whether he would consider forcing schools to reopen or using his emergency powers to suspend local bargaining. And a trust representing more than 80,000 victims of deadly wildfires ignited by Pacific Gas and Electric's rickety electrical grid is suing nearly 24 of the utility's former executives and board members for alleged dereliction of their duty to ensure the equipment wouldn't kill people. The complaint filed today in San Francisco is an offshoot of a $13.5 billion settlement that PG&E reached with the wildfire victims in late 2019 while the utility was mired in bankruptcy. The deal granted the victims the right to go after the utility's hierarchy leading up to and during a series of wildfires during 2017 and 2018 that upended their lives. You can find more news online at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Facebook and Twitter, where we update the latest local, national, and international news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.